Masechet Holin Perek Tet Mishnah Heh. Mishnah now is going to talk about the Tum'ah of bones and marrow bones. Mishnah says, Kulit Hamit v'kulit Hamukdashim. The marrow bones of a dead person and the marrow bone of a korban that was pigul or notar. Hanogea bahen ben situmim ben ekuvim tameh. If somebody touches them, whether they were closed or whether they were punctured, is tameh. Like we will continue to learn in the Mishnah, a piece of marrow inside a bone cannot make something tameh unless the bone was punctured. Here, though, it doesn't need to be punctured because the bone itself is tameh, and that's what's emitting the tum'ah. With a dead person or a korban of a pigul or notan animal, the bone is what's causing the tum'ah. The Torah tells us clearly that the bone of a dead person is tameh. And when it comes to pigul and notar, Hachamim made a decree that if you touch this type of meat, the kohen would become tameh. And the idea behind that is they wanted to make sure the kohen were going to be very on top of making sure the korban doesn't become pigul or allowing the korban not to be eaten and becoming notar. So therefore, we extended the decree as well onto the bones that are part of the korban. If someone touches them, they become tameh. Kulit nevela v'kulit hasheretz. A marrow bone of a nevela and the marrow bone of a sheretz, a creepy crawler that's mentioned in the Torah, eight of them. Hanogea bahen situmim tahor. If somebody touches them while they're closed, since only their meat, not the bones, is tameh, then there's no way to touch the meat inside because the bone was all closed up. It wasn't opened. It wasn't punctured. Nikuvim kol shehu mitamein b'maga. But if they were punctured even a little bit, so that a person become tameh from touching the meat or the marrow inside by putting even one of his hairs through the hole to touch the meat, they make a person tameh by touching them, since the bones are considered to be the shomer of the meat that's the inside. So once they're accessible, the marrow or the meat on the inside, which is tameh, then the bones become their shomer and they also transfer tum'ah. The ruling that a marrow bone that's closed off doesn't transmit tum'ah in certain situations is based on the ruling that something that cannot transmit tum'ah by being touched cannot transmit tum'ah either by being carried. And here we'll give the background and the basis for this halakha. Minayin she'af b'masa. Where do we know that something that cannot transfer tum'ah by being touched automatically cannot transfer tum'ah by being carried? Talmud Lomad, we learn it out from what the Torah tells us about a nevela, where it says, the way the Pasuk tells us, Hanogeya vehanoseh, someone who touches and someone who carries, they should become tameh, which we're comparing carrying to touch, which means etche ba lichlal maga ba lichlal masa, something that could create a state of tum'ah while being touched could come to a state of tum'ah by being carried. Lo ba lichlal maga lo ba lichlal masa, but something that does not come to the state of making tameh through touch, like the marrow of a closed bone, also does not come to the point where it can become tameh through carrying.